You're listening to WMUC FM Radio College Park, where college radio is good radio.
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The Care Office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.
All right. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. And welcome back to another show of Off the Nation, Off the Globe. It is really cold outside right now. I believe it's below freezing. So, but yeah, thanks to whoever's joining me on this very cold January evening. As usual, Off the Nation, Off the Globe. We'll showcase the... We'll showcase music where ethnic elements get blended in with modern genres in this increasingly globalized world. And just another, for me, it's just another regular Thursday. Got off work and just came straight here. And so this is just going to be, this is number two of the three shows I'm doing this winter, because the winter season is supposed to be five shows, but, well, I chose a show on a Thursday, which happened to be Christmas and New Year, but yeah, it's fine. It's not like this show has been very regular anyways. Outside of winter, actually, this show is only done on a very pop-up basis because of a lot of things I have to take care of and do. But anyway, let's get started tonight with Gapura from Nusantara Beat. We've featured this band on this show a couple times before, and I'll talk more about it after we play it. Enjoy. Thank you. All right. So to start off tonight's Off the Nation, Off the Globe, we played Gapura by Nusantara Beat. As introduced many times on this show before, Nusantara Beat is a band based in Amsterdam with all the members with varying degrees of Indonesian blood. Nusantara, I believe in Bahasa Indonesia, means all of the islands, and you know they come from different subcultures of Indonesia, but you know the heritage is what united them, and as well as you know all of them being kind of more or less in the rock, in the band alternative rock scene in Amsterdam, and yeah, so they got this their debut album out, and it is a blast. Nusantara Beat, it's mostly does like a psychedelic rock sort of sound, and and in most, if not all, of their work, they combine it with traditional Indonesian tunes, and from all over the islands, just like their band suggests, because when you want to understand that Indonesia, it's not, well, as much as some people want it to be, it is not one culture, one people, one language. It is a collection of many things. And what we just heard was Gapura, a short interlude on their album of the same name that was just released 2 months ago. It is the it's the only instrumental on the album. But it sounds so good. I mean, like, in addition to the bass line absolutely slapping, you know, like the gamelan tune blend was weaved in perfectly with the whole instrumental. And the gamelan, obviously, is one of the national instruments of Indonesia. It's a very intricate set of percussion that's that can be best described as bells. That sounds like bells, no whistles. But yeah, it is a very complicated set of instruments. But their percussion, one of their percussionists, Gino, he is very, very good at it. And you know, we got this little piece of folk rock interlude that reflects the a sound, the a more modern a sound of Indonesia that's both modern and traditional. And speaking of which, since we're talking about Nusantara Beat, we will do a double header on Nusantara Beat. The next song is called Sabidulugang. Sabilulungang by Mangkoko Koswara. It is a traditional Sundanese sound. We'll talk more about it after we play it. Enjoy. Yeah. All right, so that was Sabi Lulungang, originally by Mangkoko Koswara, performed by Nusantara Beat live in at a festival in August 2023. So Sabi Lulungang is a Sundanese word. The Sundanese, first of all, are not Sudanese. The Sundanese are a group of people that originally are from one particular, I believe one particular corner of the Java Island. And I believe it's where part of the front woman's family hails from. Anyways, Sabi Lulungang is Sundanese. That means mutual, either, you know, like working together, mutual work, cooperation, solidarity, helping each other. You get the gist. It is very. It is a very well. It is not really a. It's particularly Sundanese thing. Similar concepts obviously exist in. Indonesian as well. That's called usually called Gotoroyong. But yeah, Sundanese is a different language from Indonesian, and you know, the average Indonesian speaker probably doesn't understand what the song said. But you know, Sabi Lulungang itself, it's also a traditional Sundanese tune that, you know, talks that sings about, you know, it takes a village. Everybody, you know, it takes everybody working together to create a better future. It is for one part a traditional instrumental, but also some Sundanese singers covered it as well. And of course, in this case, Nusantara Beat, being the current best in the world putting traditional Indonesian beats into Western alternative / psychedelic rock form. That was an amazing performance. Unfortunately, it is not currently released. It is kind of a little interlude song they played at a couple shows before. Haven't been in their repertoire recently, but I really love to hear a live studio version of this traditional Sundanese song. All right, but yeah, that was Sabi Lulungang by Nusantara Beat. Next up, we have Beke Beke by. That's a good. Well, this is actually a Bollywood song, so I need to see who actually sang it and who's actually. Who's actually. Playing it. Well, actually, it's Beke Beke by Javed Akhtar from the movie Aisha by Sonam Kapoor, and starring Sonam Kapoor and Abhay Deol. And this is not necessarily rare, but an example of when Latin America meets South Asia. We'll give a listen.
Beke beke ne, jine dal gajen, toh ye pyaar lista.
All right, that was Beke Beke, B-E-A-H-K-E, not B-E-K-H-E, Beke Beke Beke, by Javed Akhtar from movie Aisha. So in certain ways, it's written and produced and structured like a traditional Bollywood number song. But interesting enough, they're trying to spice things up a little bit in this song by adding a little Latin American flavor here. But and then here comes the question: what exact type of Latin American flavor are they trying to add? What exactly is the most representative of Latin America as a whole, as we think about this part of the world that spans two continents and two dozen countries as one whole block? Well, you don't. So that's an interesting thing, because in terms of the fusion in this song, it is sort of kind of half salsa, half tango. Like you can definitely hear quite a bit of salsa influence in the composition and the structure and the melody of the song, but then there's also a fair bit of tango in there, and the music video seems to suggest it's likely a bit more tango than salsa, and it's just a weird mixture of both. But although obviously the accordion riff in the song obviously just subconsciously make you feel it's a bit more tango than salsa, but either way, it's just a very interesting piece of trying to be Latin American. It is quite literally imagination from pretty far away, because South Asia and South America probably some of the they're probably the places that are furthest from one another. But imagination is always good, and sometimes imagination is fun. Anywho, that was Beke Beke. Next up, we have what one would call probably China piano. It is basically some traditional Chinese tunes mixed in with the absolutely exploding African genre of amapiano, which we've featured way too many times on this show. Well, I'll play the music, and if needed, we'll talk about it afterwards. Enjoy.
Baby, one. Oh,
All right, so that was Qi Wu mashup with Waze Wamule by Tie Han. Well, see, the Chinese is tonal, so just spelling out in like the alphabet, I don't know how to exactly pronounce it. But yeah, this is from the China Piano mixtape he did. And I should correct myself when I said traditional Chinese tunes before I played the song, because in this case, this is whatever he mixed in here is not Han Chinese. It belongs to one of China's minorities. I highly suspect that tune that was just mashed up with this Ama Piano track is Tibetan. But just based on the style and the vocals and how the music was arranged. But and it's no surprise because he mixed music from all over the Chinese territories. He also has a few tracks that mix the minorities in the southwestern frontier of China with African Amapiano. And as we've said it way too many times on the show, Amapiano is a very uniquely Southern African house genre that is kind of a blend of many things that kind of exploded in popularity globally in the 2020s. It is a very, very distinct form of deep house, and it originated in South Africa and it spread through Southern Africa and then absolutely blew up in West Africa, and now it's being chased after by the world music crowd. And like I said, what we just heard is technically not Chinese. Yeah, but I think the next one, I'll give another song of his to listen on this mixtape. And from the title, it seems that this one might be. But let's just enjoy another one, because why not? Okay, that was Inna, mixed with Nilitio by Tiehan from his China Piano mixtape. I was wrong again. It is not Han Chinese. The music sampled here that was remixed with Ama Piano is from the Wa people, which are actually a minority on the border of China with Myanmar. But anyways, that was soothing though, because next up it'll be a little bit of whiplash, because next up we are actually going into the territories of folk metal. I have lined up here, it's called Tamasat. I think Tamasat is a single from the, band or project, that is a good question, from Project Mishram. They're kind of music project that does what they call Carnatic folk metal. You see, the Carnatic music is kind of like, it's not just a genre of music, it is a type, it is a whole system, universe of how music works, that from South India, or as I like to say, the Dravidian lands. Obviously, the north-south divide of India. It's quite something. Down south, they just they do things very differently, especially music wise. And I've only seen clips of them doing this. I haven't heard a whole song from beginning till the end. But this is Tamasat. And it is a live version from, I believe, a reality show called Music Mojo Season 5. Let me just look up real quick what Tamasat means. Apparently it is kind of a chant, some kind of devotional song, that... For the most part, of which its lyrics, for the most part, featuring devotion to a certain Hindu lord. And tamas and sattvic is why are words that mean positivity and negativity, I believe. I do not know what they mean. But apparently tamasat is a combination of tamas and sattvic, two Sanskrit words. And without me embarrassing myself, let's just listen to the song. Thank you. So that was Tamasat by Project Mishram, in what can be most accurately described as Carnatic math metal. So Tamasat, as mentioned, is a mix of Tamas and Satvik, which I finally looked up. Tamas means darkness in Sanskrit, and Satvik, Satva or Satvik means, you know, goodness, brightness. And there are two of the, I believe, two of the three gunas. Is that what it's called? Gunas? The two of the three fundamental tendencies or forces that constitute nature. The matrix of material existence in the whole Hindu thing. Again, That whatever that's supposed to mean is beyond my pay grade, and you know, so is the attempt to explain Carnatic music itself. Other than, you know, like, it is the system, the universe of how music works in South India. I can go on for days. Not just me, like a lot of gurus, we can go on for days and days about like how Carnatic music works. But you heard it, and it's let's just say it's quite something. And obviously, the boys here, the seven boys here in Project Mishram, arranged everything pretty well. So yeah, Project Mishram, it's a seven piece. Well, they call themselves a seven piece progressive Carnatic fusion band. By some people that share love for Indian classical music and contemporary global sounds. And from the song we just played, it's very clear that at least one of them is more or less a big metal guy. But overall, just beautiful arrangements and brilliant singing. A lot of times you'll hear them do the sarigamapa, up and down, back, up the scale, back down the scale. That is kind of the South Asian version of the do re mi fa so, and in a lot of Indian classic music, they tend to do that. But yeah, overall, just beautiful, beautiful work. I probably listen to it a few more times in my free time. And yeah, well, on the top comment says, when System of a Down hit that chicken tikka masala. Well, yeah. Pretty accurate description. All right, so we have a few minutes left before it's time to pick up tonight. And I think I will since we're on, like, ethnic metal, might as well just get on... So another kind of metal with ethnic elements. I have not heard this particular live track before, but we're about to play Metalachi's rendition of War Pigs / Thunderstruck. Metalachi is a band that mixes, as its name suggests, metal and mariachi. So, yeah, you know what to expect. Anyways, this has been Off the Nation, Off the Globe. I'm your host, Zihan. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back here same time next week. Enjoy.
And we're jamming on the van and the Lagunitas Beer Circus SA!
That's right, man!
Generals gather in their masses, just like witches and black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. In the field of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poison in the brain was mine. Why not you?
Pitalachi. Was absurd. Ashes where the body's burning. No more warpings have the power. End of that destructive hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees of warpings crawling. Begging mercies for the sick. This way.
What else do you want to do right now? Let's say.
You know what, dude? I think we should bring a little bit of storm to everybody, man.
Órale, storm?
Let's do it, man.